Video: Sheriff, elderly couple targeted in fatal knife attack at Nebraska rest stop. By Amy Furr on June 20, 2024. An elderly couple was the victim of a deadly attempted robbery at a rest stop on an interstate in Nebraska on Wednesday. The suspect in the case was identified as 22-year-old James Thompson Jr. of Elyria, Ohio, the North Platte Post reported on Thursday. Deputies with the Hall County Sheriff's Department were called early Wednesday about a disturbance at the westbound rest area at 4148 on Interstate 80. The agency detailed the case in a news release shared online. Deputies contacted victims on scene, and it was determined two victims had suffered wounds from an assault with a knife. Both victims were transported to Grand Island Regional Hospital by ambulance. One victim, a 72-year-old male from Eureka, Missouri, suffered fatal injuries from the assault and was pronounced dead at Grand Island Regional Hospital. The second victim, a 71-year-old woman, also from Eureka, Missouri, suffered life-threatening injuries and was transported by ambulance to Grand Island Regional Hospital, where she remains in critical condition. Officials said Thompson fled the scene in a car. Following a pursuit, Nebraska State Patrol apprehended him. Officials believe the incident began as an attempted robbery, and authorities are still investigating the case. Autopsy has been ordered on the deceased male. "We are in the process of notifying next of kin," the sheriff's department said. Video footage shows law enforcement at the scene. Thompson has since been charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, operating a motor vehicle to avoid arrest, two counts of attempted robbery, and five counts of use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, KSNB reported Thursday. Per the outlet, deputies found Mary Weaver sitting on the ground outside an RV camper with blood on her head. Her husband, Gary Weaver, was found inside the RV, bleeding from his chest and head. The outlet noted Mary was later listed in stable condition. It then referenced court papers regarding the case. The affidavit refers to a witness who heard Thompson say, "Give me the Jeep keys." The witness also saw Thompson go into the RV and then later assault Mary Weaver outside the RV. The affidavit also describes video of the incident from the dash cam of a nearby semi-trailer. The video shows the suspect going inside the RV and making a stabbing motion and then goes out of view. Later, the suspect was shown outside the RV stabbing Mary Weaver in the side of her head. The suspect was ordered to be held without bond, and a probable cause hearing was scheduled for July.